You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Do you love sci-fi, horror, and fantasy films? Then grab a badge for Otherworlds Film Festival, the country's premier sci-fi film festival. There'll be Q&As, panels, parties, and mixers. Rub elbows with up-and-coming and established filmmakers, as well as like-minded filmgoers. Come celebrate our 7th year, December 3rd through 6th, at the Galaxy Highland in Austin, Texas. Badges are now for sale at OtherworldsFilmFest.com. That's OtherworldsFilmFest.com.
Bless me, Screener Squad, for I have sinned. It has taken me 8 or 9 hours to watch the entirety of Warrior Nun on Netflix. These are my sins. I dragged Jenna and Mark into this review, even though it wasn't that great a show. And on top of that, I signed up not knowing that this was based on a comic book and had to be reminded later. I am sorry for all these sins and the ones I have not said, and I will try to expand upon them in this review. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hello, everyone. This is Mindy, and like I said, with me, I have Mark.
Hello.
And Jenna.
Howdy ho there, neighbors.
And as I said, we have gone through Warrior Nun, a new Netflix teen fantasy action show based on a manga-style Canadian comic book called Warrior Nun Aurelia. And with a tagline like that, you think it would be something awesome. Oh, how disappointing for you. So, would anyone like to get into the synopsis of this show?
Well, there is a secret black ops religious order within the Catholic Church that is assigned to dealing with supernatural threats. Of course, mostly of the demon variety. I don't know if there are any other ones. And it centers around a supernaturally empowered female. I wonder if this sounds familiar to anybody. Who is a leader and a motivator, sort of, to destroy and conquer evil.
Well, depending on who that person is a very leader, is in very big quotation marks. Anyway, continue.
Well, here's a hint. The comic was written in the 90s. What else was really prominent in the 90s? Although, to be fair, it was started in 1994, which is a little before said show or unmentioned show. We'll talk about the difference between the comic and the show, but basically that's the similarities they have.
I kind of gave you a glimpse of how I felt about this. How did you guys feel about this show?
I have a few issues with a few of these Netflix releases, and I've been trying to keep an open mind with watching these series because I do appreciate newer stories being told. For the most part, I think this was shot really, really well.
Yeah, it takes place in Spain, and they filmed in Spain. So you have these big churches, and you have little streets that are all very quaint. Yeah, and so they got some good location budget going on.
For me, that's what kind of kept me going. And even though this is the Last of Us character, Light, or I thought this was Ellen Page, I was really confused. It seemed like Ellen Page just didn't want to do this, which I don't blame her. And they got somebody else for it. I mean, she's charming enough to carry it. But for the most part, my main issue with this is my issue with another film called The Old Guard. And I'm not going to make it racial, but it's true. Shotgun Mary. They kind of just was like, magical Negro light. And I was like, can we not have her like help this person again, just navigate this world? I was really just hoping they would actually flesh her character out a little bit more. I do appreciate the queer undertones, but I don't know why y'all just didn't go all the way through with it. But I mean, apart from like my little issues with it, this could actually end up being a better show. Netflix original shows are questionable. You know, their first season is either it's good or it's not. And you kind of got to stick with it a few seasons to be like, all right, this entire, you know, show is trash, or it's hard to judge. because it's just the first season, but I have a little bit of hope that hopefully it will get better.
Yeah, so. No, I have a lot of that same issue in regards to characterization, because like Sister Mary, initially I was pissed at her characterization because it was essentially angry black girl. And I'm like, really? That's what you're going with? Ugh, fuck. But as they got more and more along the storyline, she became much more of a feature. And it's like, oh, okay, there is depth and there is characterization. And I think Toya Turner did very well in regards to her character arc. And in regards to the other nuns, I thought they were incredibly interesting and rounded. The problem is the focus was not on them. The focus was on Ava, played by Alba Baptista, and at best, she was a vapid nothing, and at worst, she was hostily antagonistic, and it even has this, make it worse, it has the voiceover of her inner thoughts, and it's like, bitch, I don't care about you. You are irritating, and I hate you. I remember my husband going through as I'm watching this, and every, like, 5 minutes, I'm like, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. And it's just like, you have this amazing world and you have these amazing characters, like all of the nuns, the Mother Superior. You have this thing where there's this subplot of this schism in the church between Cardinal Doretti and Father Vincent. And you have this thing with technology and creating a portal into potentially either heaven or hell. They don't really explain it. And that's the problem, is that you have these things that are really, really interesting in their ideas. And the focus is on the irritating girl. And it's like, if you got rid of her, the show would have been better, crazy exponentially. And it didn't start sort of rounding that stuff out until like episode 7, and there are only 10. That made me not only uninterested, but actively angry at this show.
You get the impression they wanted 13 mm-hmm. episodes, and they only got 10.
Then why did they drag out 7 before they started getting into the interesting plot? Ugh.
Well, it's interesting because the comic is very, very pro-Catholic Church. The heroes are heroes, the villains are villains. This show does not do that. That's one of the things I like about it. It kind of shows a complex message. At first, I thought they were kind of going anti-religion, which was, I welcome that because of my own personal leanings. But they kind of go back and forth on it, and honestly, the message gets muddled and unclear towards the end of it. Regarding the characters, I liked a lot of them, but the acting was so bad in the first 3 episodes that it was very off-putting. Toya liked her a lot, and I really warmed up to her towards the end of the run, but those first couple of episodes, she is terrible. I don't know. She was on NyQuil or something. I mean, it was awful. And as for Ava Silva, I agree with you. I mean, she doesn't exactly bring out the character of Ava. Did I say Ava Silva? Alba Baptista, pardon me.
And that's also what kind of irritated me too, because I was like, and I agree with you with Ava, because for me personally, there's 2 things. I went to a Catholic school in my entire school education. So for me, I also know what it's like to not have rights as a human being. And I could kind of resonate with, you know, being a teenager, but that's so cliche. And then you have this comic book where you could have actually went with, you know, the original person. Like, I would have loved to hear about the first person who got that in that time, because it would have, the context would have fit historically. They could have said some really interesting things about the hypocrisy of religion and how it can be manipulated.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you have all this stuff about heaven and hell and her being the chosen warrior of God. And what do they focus on? I wonder if this boy likes me, but I don't want him to think I'm needy. Fuck you, I hate you.
It gets very, very, very young adult.
No, I just think it was a wasted opportunity. And even if they went with the whole teenager thing, again, this is, I don't know if it's because I'm watching too many films and I'm just being, you know, getting that cynicism that critics get, but it's like, I'm just kind of tired of women characters, whether black or white, being written in a way where you try to explore these concepts of identity and coming of age, but it's so shallow. Like, okay, she can love somebody, but in the series, it's like, oh, this big traumatic thing happened with this person that I like. Oh, I'm just going to leave and not think about him at all anymore. And it's like, wait, we spent half of this first four episodes, you know, like they just, I don't know. It's you could tell it's not written from a woman's perspective, basically. It's really not.
I felt like they didn't know what to focus on, which is weird considering you literally have heaven versus hell and you don't know what to focus on. And it's like, because you have this development with her and trying to live and finding boys and all that stuff. And then that went away. We're done. We're not going to deal with them anymore. You have, you know, the person making this portal to whatever afterlife thingy is there. You find out within minutes of the end of the final episode that her son has been getting visions from, like, angels. Wait, what? Why wasn't that explained more? And she flips from being seen as, like, yes, I'm putting myself in as a villainous force. Oh, JK, no, I'm not. Wait, what? I'll go back and forth. And then and not in a way that's, like, we're looking at morality as a wave and not black and white and challenging the, you know, that's set up by the church and by religion. Not doing it that way. In a way that just feels like, oh, I just need this to be written this way and I'm not going to take into account anything else that I've written previously. And then at the end, there's this twist that just comes out of nowhere that doesn't feel like it's established in the characters or the plot line at all in order to force a cliffhanger ending. And it's just like, wait, what? Why? Either if you had stopped focusing on the stupid girl and spent more time focusing on the stuff that actually seemed interesting, you would have solved some of these problems, writers.
It's a case of what I hate people use as an argument about diversity and, you know, when people are like, oh, they're pandering. And unfortunately, I hate to give it to this team because that is always the worst take on this debate. It really did seem like, oh, let's just put this female character in here. Because I was sitting there thinking the whole time of Constantine, which is my favorite film. I love that film. I love the comics. Oh, granted, it is Keanu Reeves, and he is an American treasure. I love Keanu Reeves. I will marry you, Keanu Reeves. I met you, Keanu Reeves. I don't know if you remember me, but I did meet you. But I look at his character in Constantine, and it was just like, he's a badass. You know, they flesh out his character so well. And even if there is a love interest, it doesn't dominate the story. I don't understand why that cannot be had for women characters. Like, why is that so difficult?
It is true that the love interest dominates, and he's one of the two, well, maybe three dominant male characters in the whole thing. And they have this love interest, which is very young adult, and it comes off that way, and you're like, okay, just get through this. And then all of a sudden, he disappears without explanation. He's just gone, you know, for the last four episodes, maybe, of the run.
You're trying to create, and I'm going to name that unnamed show, you're trying to create, ooh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer by focusing on teen, ooh, drama.
Don't you do that.
With a sword.
Oh, it's obvious. Don't. That's what they're going for. It is so obvious.
No, I said they're trying to, yeah, and they're failing.
I'm already going to work with you guys probably within 5 or 6 years. I've been speaking it to existence, but I feel like they just need better writers. You know, like I watch One Tree Hill. Okay. I'm okay with crappy writing. Okay. I am not above peak Latrash television. I am not above it, but it's funny. Cause I feel like that era actually did really bad writing really well. At least it was charming. This was really just hard to sit through because even the way they set up her internal struggle for her character arc and the growth we're supposed to see, it just wasn't even, I don't even think teenagers even think like that. And if they do, this teenager is not relatable at all. Like, I don't understand what.
Oh, and her big confrontation with her childhood villain, that just like, there, it's done. And it's just like, wait, what? Why bring it up then if you're just going to throw it away?
In the context of that relationship, I'm glad you brought that up too. Because for me, I was like, that was a great way to actually look into Stockholm Syndrome and things like that. And they really could have did it in a really clever way. Like, and it's just like, you guys, just it's just wasted. Like you said, it's wasted opportunity after wasted opportunity. And I'm kind of tired of Netflix shows where I have to wait till season 2 or 3 for it to get somewhat decent and average. And then I feel like I've been bamboozled because I'm saying it's a good show, but it's really just mediocre because of the last 2 seasons. So But you know, kudos to everybody involved, people, the acting, you know, even though we're ragging on her, she still carried that show the best she could. And I still like the actress herself. I think I would like to see her in other things before I'd be like, okay, she's trash. But yeah, Shotgun Mary, they definitely should have delved into her relationship with the head leader.
Her sister Beatrice as well, Christina Tunteri Young. Like, all the nuns, I love the fact that they were diverse, and I love the fact that they were interesting. Lorena Andrea's sister Lilith, Sylvia DeFonte is Mother Superior, and then bringing in these other nuns that are supposed to be like evil nuns, but then because of part of the twist, there's got to be something more to them that they don't really explain at all. Another hashtag missed opportunity.
Maybe next season.
Maybe next season, right?
Yeah. I mean, and Lilith too. By the way, if you're the actress who plays her, if you're single, my God, I just think she's, whoo, I'm into that kinky sadism, masochism, man. She can, and then that was the other one too. I was like, are we going to go somewhere with this? Are we going to, you know, she came back, she's changed. Are we going to go somewhere with this? No? Okay, cool.
Yeah, again, one of the missed opportunities that hopefully they'll say something about in season two, maybe. But considering the writing in this season, who knows?
I think they just started a lot of storylines they didn't have a chance to really follow through on, and they just got confused. That's what I get the impression of. They just needed more time. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
And when you have a story where the focus is literal good versus literal evil, the fact that they got confused is stupid. So let's go into final thoughts. Jenna, go ahead.
I'm still waiting for Umbrella Academy. I'm still waiting for Stranger Things. So, you know, this show is cute. I definitely wouldn't say it's horrible, but it's not something that I would tell people to go out and binge watch. Man, I really wish they could have done more with this season. I'm going to try and be optimistic. It's the Sagittarius in me. Don't hate me. I will give this a 3 out of 5 times I felt awkward watching Pope, that one Pope alone with her reading books. I got a very Catholic molester vibe from him. So that's how many scenes I was like, can he not be alone with her? But he turned out to be a good guy. So there you go.
If you want, I can go now. You can round it out.
You be this middle of the sandwich. Go ahead.
Okay, so the positives. The feminine message was muddled, but it was trying to be positive. And after the fourth episode, after the sixth episode, it really concentrates on those female relationships. Is that good or bad? I don't know. I'm not going to get into that. It's a mixed religious statement. It's trying to point out that you should be thinking, I get the impression it's trying to point you should be thinking around theological discussions and not just accepting dogma. The fight scenes are choreographed well. I enjoyed Sister Beatrice. She's my favorite. The cinematography, yeah, the one really nice thing is the cinematography is stunning. There are frame shots within certain cells and rooms that are just beautiful, kaleidoscopic even. The story isn't 100% predictable. It's about 75% predictable, you know? And there's a little twisty ending at the end that I enjoyed. Negatively, the acting in the first half of it is just awful. Yeah, the director did not want to animate his actors at all. I think he was more or less concentrating on the background. The verbal effect, especially of Toya Turner, comes in a lot better at the end. She actually becomes a little more, I don't know, vital would be the word for it. The script is very basic. My favorite quote from it is when they're asking what happened in a fight scene, and the quote is, there was a nun, a fast nun. And yes, the lead actress was not particularly charismatic. The character was obnoxious. That being said, she's a Portuguese actress, and she, you know, was it dubbed because her English is flawless. I'll give the exposition this too. Keep in mind that it's a comic book based movie, and those expositions are supposed to be captions. And that's about it. I would give it, I'm going to lower my rating because you guys really made me think a little bit, just by 1 point. 6 out of 10 chainmail wimples.
I actually loved that scene with the chainmail wimple. And you mentioned the choreography. Sister Beatrice, one of the dudes that's shooting at her, she dodges the bullets in the sign of the cross. And I loved that. This show, I wish was better than it was. Because it's like, it's a comic book film. I absolutely love supernatural, you know, good versus evil type storylines. I love when you have angels and demons fighting each other because everything is such high stakes. And I also loved having the schism within the Vatican and having it be these nuns versus and fought heading by Father Vincent versus Cardinal Duretti, and having to question, you know, when you're trying to be religious, do you follow the religion or do you follow the faith, and where do those lines blend? And that was explored a little bit. The thing is, though, they, as I said, they did not focus on that. They focused on what they thought would be the audience character of Ava. And the audience character of Ava is rather unlikable until the very end. And by that time, you've watched a season of her. And it's like, I don't care about your hero's journey because I just don't like you. If they had focused much more on the nuns and on that internal conflict, and if they had focused much more on that inventor woman with her son who glows with this magical armor light when the source of holiness is near him, you think that would have given more attention in the show than one scene.
Do you think she was trying to create Doom? Because that's what I got the impression of. She's trying, that you want Doom? That's how you get Doom.
That is how you get Doom, right? And it's just like, you have all these really obvious storylines that you could have focused on and instead went with bland teen melodrama that promptly got ignored once they realized, oh crap, we should probably have been focusing on the order this whole time. And so it's like, well, I'm glad I wasted 6 hours of my life to get to this point. It has really good ideas, but they weren't executed very well, and that is disappointing. And there's a part of me that's like, do I want to watch a second season, or is it going to be like me reading Wicked, which is, I read Wicked, and then I read Son of a Witch to be like, surely they will explain something in this second book. No? Okay. The motto of this show is missed opportunity, and that's sad, because the sisters, the other sisters and the other actresses playing the sisters were really engaging and really interesting. I just wish they got a lot more screen time. So I am going to give it 4 Hail Marys out of 10 Our Fathers, because that is our penance for watching this show. Go in peace, my children.
I think they were also trying. I just read up that there was a lot of controversy with this when this comic came out because of the portrayal of Catholicism in nuns. So maybe the writers were trying to play it safe because they were like, we don't want no smoke. You know, because you are dealing with Catholicism.
At the same time, if you don't want to get shade for focusing on Catholicism and its iconography and such, don't adapt a comic book that deals with Catholicism and Catholic iconography. It's that simple, y'all.